That's the thumbnail. We get to have Senator Armstrong. Check the Grand Line lately. Devil fruits.
Could have gone pro.
Could have been king.
Had some cushy pirate ship. Try Gold D. Rogers ship.
Good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey. I didn't think I was going to break. I didn't think you were going to break.
I wasn't expecting it.
I mean,
I didn't. There were like 100 things you could have done. That was not the thing I expected.
What? Don't you think Snoop Dogg when you think One Piece?
You, I mean, I guess.
Hooray.
Oh my God.
I can't ever be that funny anymore today.
Oh, shit.
All right. We're gonna improvise, okay? We're gonna create a scenario. It's improv.
Got it.
I'll set the mood. Okay, you and me were invited to the Pirates Festival. And okay. We are landing on the island and because we were invited as the podcast representatives.
Of course.
The podcast pirates, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'll start. Oh, my back. I can't believe that boat ride. And why couldn't you get a bigger boat?
We don't get enough money from this podcast to rent a bigger boat than a dinghy.
If we don't make that much money, why do they invite us here to Pirate Island? What the hell?
It's called free advertisement, my friend.
Oh, I see. Well, at least we get to see all our favorite pirates roaming around doing totally canon things, right?
Like that guy who's smoking a lot. He doesn't really look like a pirate, though.
You're right. And the girl reading the newspaper, we all know pirates don't read.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go to the food aisle.
The food aisle? That's my favorite aisle.
Yeah, it's all the aisles, my friend.
Wow.
Hey, is that Hachi? I didn't expect to scream. Okay. I'm bad at opening bits. Do you want to do one?
Welcome to the Anime Podcast.
Oh, welcome, everybody. Welcome to this special occasion as we do another filler. Welcome.
Yeah.
Let's claps for filler. If that brutally cringe and awkward opening, if that wasn't enough information, this week... decided to step back into the One Piece world two years ahead of what we're currently watching on the podcast to watch One Piece Stampede.
Two years ahead, sir?
Well, canonically in the story.
Oh, I thought you meant in like the time that it took to release.
Oh, no, that's 6 months? Just about, right? We watched it in March or February.
No. I thought you meant like just time, like as it released in the real world.
Oh, no,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
I'm like, my man, you skipped 15 years of content. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, I watched this movie 2 years ago. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
No, but we watched One Piece Stampede. We originally wanted to watch it, and then we forgot to. Then we decided to watch it.
And then we had time to do it, so then we did.
And here we are. For your viewing entertainment.
Yeah.
This is a part two, or like, I guess the second video, since the commentary was probably also released around the same time.
Yeah, so what's actually going to happen, first off, I want to thank the Patreon, because you guys are great, and I want to thank specifically Cream Puff. I want to thank Jasmine. I want to thank Cosmos. I want to thank Sid. And I want to thank John for being our big supporters. We really appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And there will be an audio commentary for the movie. So you can put that on along with the movie and you can listen to us talk over it. So that will be on the Patreon, I think, for the $5 tier and above. So if you want to hear us talk about One Piece Stampede while it's being played, and we also have a commentary on Strong World recorded that we're going to be putting up whenever I get it edited.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to be doing this more in the future if you guys like it. And I, you know, I think it's enjoyable, especially for shorter things like movies. Yeah. So,
because we have a lot more important things to watch on the podcast.
Yeah. Eventually. Well, we can't just always be watching One Piece.
I mean, yeah.
That's what the One Piece podcast is for.
Yeah. Hey, wait a second. Huh? I thought this was the One Piece podcast.
We should make the One Piece podcast
the two piece cast.
There's two of us.
Yeah, only two.
There's only two of us.
Just like Sith Lords.
Yes.
Anyways, let's get into a bit of the details on One Piece Stampede. So, One Piece Stampede was, I believe, the celebration of the anime's 20th year anniversary. So they decided to go big or go home. And in this case, they decided to go big. and I believe, if I remember, it was released in 2019, I want to say. But I could be wrong.
It was released August 9th, 2019.
Jesus Christ. That was just last year. Yeah. That was literally a year ago. God damn.
Yeah.
That's whack. And it was released at that point, and you know, eventually it got released worldwide. I believe in the States it was released sometime in November. Let me check the date of that picture I took with my dad, because I went to watch. I watched the movie with my old man.
Can you tell the story about how he?
All right, so conked? I was pretty hyped to watch One Piece, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch One Piece. And granted, I've been watching One Piece for a while, and so I was talking to my folks, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna go watch One Piece. And as a joke, I was like, hey, Dad, you want to come watch? And he said yes. And I kind of froze, and I was like, wait a second, that's not how it usually goes. You usually say no, you nerd. No, he usually says no straight off the bat. And he surprised me when he said yes. And for the next several weeks, every like Monday, Tuesday, I would be like, are you sure you want to watch with me? He said yes. Next week, are you sure you want it? Are you sure you're not going to regret it? You're not going to change last minute? I'm sure. I bought two tickets, went to watch the dub version. And typically my dad goes to sleep in movie theaters. He, at the end of the movie, said he was not able to because of all the screaming. So, not on my half, no. So that was kind of interesting. It was a nice little strange but very touching bonding moment. He has his own little, like, we both got, like, the little, like, poster card for, like the box art for the movie. And so he has one in his like, desk, and I have one in mine. I'm just like, oh. Aww, look at us.
That's cute.
And he's like, I just remember Luffy and that everybody looks like Luffy. I'm like, that's not true. No, but that's not true. Buggy doesn't look like Luffy.
He's got a big round nose.
Smoker doesn't look like Luffy. He smokes.
He does smoke.
But Luffy would never. It was very nice. I still have pictures on that that day. We took a meme one and sent it to my mom where he was asleep. But he wasn't actually asleep. He was like, let's trick your mom, even though the movie's not starting yet. I'm like, let's do it.
I love that.
That was fun. I enjoyed that thoroughly. So thank you, Pops, wherever you are. I mean, he's actually...
wherever you are, I'm pretty sure you know where he is.
He went to the store. but yeah, so funny. I watched it in November. That was cool. And then I purchased the DVD box set, DVD Blu-ray box set, and I got little keychains. Nice. It was real nice. So I was very excited to eventually watch this, which at the time, I believe also in November or October, you were reading through One Piece.
Yeah, it was a year ago now. Yeah. And
right about there. So I was just like, Chuck, we're going to watch this eventually, but I didn't think we were going to watch it so soon, because Chuck, you zoomed like all through One Piece.
How long did it take for me to like read through?
I'm pretty sure it was like 3 weeks or four.
Yeah, like 3 weeks, I think.
Like I couldn't keep up. Like I wanted to talk about other stuff and like about One Piece, and you're like, oh, look at me, I see Kizaru. I'm like, what? Well, last week you were talking about Smoker.
It's true, but like I also was. Actually, no, that was my best school year. So I was in college and I was just reading One Piece during class sometimes.
I mean, it'd really be like that. If your classes are going good, you just bust out the old One Piece and say, no, fam. It's the meme where you roll up the windows like, shut the F up, I'm reading One Piece.
I'm reading One Piece and it's my fucking like professor lecturing me outside.
Oh, so good.
But yeah. So let's talk about Stampede.
Yeah, man. So
spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, spoilers. There's actually canon spoilers in this non-canon movie, which is pretty interesting.
If you want to watch this, I asked Pino before last week's, or, 2 weeks. Well, no, it technically is last week because I didn't fucking upload the episode on time. Mm-hmm. But last week for the Flowers of Evil episode, we talked about it a little bit, but you need to be up until at least Dressrosa.
At least, like, not, at minimum.
If not Whole Cake.
Yeah, you have to be past Whole Cake, if anything, because it's released... I think it released before the start of Wano, but...
Yeah, it definitely did release before Wano.
So, yeah, so there's a lot of things they drop in here that then they eventually drop in the manga. So it's like, it's wild, but we'll get into it. Don't worry, we'll get into that. But yeah, unfortunately for everybody else who doesn't take our warnings and just wants to watch it...
Okay, that's fine. It's fine, I guess.
I guess, you'll be like, I hate this movie. Who are these characters?
I don't know anything. Why is this regarded as good?
But literally, this is a movie for the fans. Like, it's got everything.
This is straight up fan service.
Yes, fan service the movie.
And we'll talk about that in the future.
Yes. But let's talk about that the presentation, right?
Well, you basically talked about your first impressions.
Oh yeah, go
right?
ahead. Yeah,
you saw it.
You go ahead, Chuck.
This was the first time. Literally, our commentary is the first time I ever watched it, so you could hear my like real first reactions to it.
It was very raw.
my throat is dying. But then I knew beforehand because I played One Piece Treasure Cruise, so I got some units. So I was like, oh, I know. Like some people who are in it. I actually didn't know the story or anything.
Because nobody reads when we play One Piece Treasure Cruise. We all assume.
No, you tap the real quick. You don't click that story button on the character description.
You go hit skip.
It's real One Piece Treasure Cruise players only click skip.
It's for the speech strats.
It's true. But yeah, so this is the first time, and we'll talk about that more. And if you want to hear like the real reactions, go to Patreon. Probably $5 tier, just because. Or, well, $5 or $10. If you really want to be special and pay $10, you can get the podcast early. But yeah. So let's talk about the presentation.
So, as per the trend for the past couple of One Piece movies, this has the art style of Wano with the very like bold, like
it's
like lined on the characters and very very accurate. I'd like to say it's very like manga-esque, which is very
no,
nice.
Yeah, no, they well because they started doing like they for the Broly movie they have the same type of art style, mm-hmm. which I think works really well for these type of like. You know, anime, because, well, I'm used to really bad animation for One Piece, but like with Wano and this, like it looks real nice.
Yeah.
I love kind of how a little uneven the lines are,
mm-hmm.
I think is how I would describe it. and it like looks more like manga, you said, like more of a sketchy style.
Mm-hmm.
Not like sketchy as in like, oh, watch out, we're sketchy as in like
pencil stealing your, sketchy. He's stealing your couch. Oh, yes.
That's sketchy.
Yeah.
But overall, really well animated. Really no complaints. There's a little bit of weird 3D stuff, but, you know.
You have to go all out, I guess.
Well, I like the 3D in this is not bad. Well, because they only really use it for ships and metallic things and also a lot of pirates and marines running towards each other.
Oh yeah, that was funny. I like there was a. I'm just gonna break immersion real quick. There was a scene where they were running, and I caught one of the I guess one of the 3D models falling, and like they fell like as if they didn't have like a skeleton. It was just like they became like a statue when they fell, and I was like, ah,
that's funny.
I'm gonna find it again, but it
yeah, was funny. But the those and then the only other thing would be Douglas Bullitt. When he's in his six star plus form.
That's how we're referring to it. No explanation. Six star plus.
But like that's like just how like but for those I can't really complain about that. Trying to animate that would just be insane.
Yeah, that'd be like, kind of weird.
I give them the pass just because how much they would have to do for something so little.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like the 3D animation is better for that anyway, just for cost saving and whatnot, yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. And again, just, like, it's kind of, like, with the new One Piece stuff, they always, like, use the 3D for, like, all those inanimate objects. So, it was, it was a little weird when I saw Bullet in that big form.
Yeah.
But, I guess I was already conditioned to be, like, oh, it's 3D.
Well, because
I still didn't expect it.
Yeah, no, but at least like in his six star form when he was just the big robot, like that was also animated just traditionally most of the time, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm. The color choices were so nice, so vibrant, so vivid, so they all fit and it felt real nice.
Mm-hmm. There's been a. Like, well, because all the characters, especially, have very strong like color choices,
mm-hmm.
which is super nice. Because you just have, because each Straw Hat basically has their own color, mm-hmm. which is very nice. Because I'm trying to scroll through the scrub through the movie to get more specific answers. But like Zoro is obviously blue. Luffy's red.
Nami's got orange going on.
Yeah, so it's they're very easy to tell who is who and like what they're doing. Like Usopp's yellow mm-hmm. in this movie because he has all those outfits. So it's a very fun and like vibrant movie, which I think really serves the One Piece universe very well.
Mm-hmm. The costume choices are always so fantastic.
Oh my god!
In this.
Yeah,
like you when it comes to movies. You better believe that, like, mm-hmm. they have the most fashion sense, like always, like, and these outfits are no laughing matter. They're really good. They're from their casual outfits to the battle outfits to the damaged outfits. It's great. It's wonderful.
Yeah, they put a lot of work into that, which is very nice. And mm-hmm. like having, I'm getting a little bit ahead, but like all these side characters that they fucking shove into this all have their own unique outfits too, for the most part. And I'm just like. Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to do that.
I'm like, did you really need to put Smoker and Boa and like people like that in unique outfits? And they're like, yes. And
yes,
like,
we did.
Do you need a new buggy outfit? Because we got you.
Yeah, man. I mean, we always need a buggy outfit. Let's be real.
That's true. Buggy's outfit in this is super good as well.
He's got like a couple costumes. No, he's got one costume. Never mind.
Well, because he's got the big, like the floating outfit that he wears whenever he's a warlord. But then when he becomes not big, he has his new outfit. But then like Sabo has his cool suit. Like, damn.
Exactly. And who else? Who's got a cool outfit? I mean, Smoker had like both of his outfits were pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's very they really did know how to sell it, you know.
Yeah, they did it right.
They got
it
right,
and all the non-canon characters that are introduced, like Vesta and Bull and whatnot. Those character designs are fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I love those so much.
But now that we're now that we're finished gushing about that presentation, let's slide into those audio tunes. Let's go into that soundtrack. So the wonderful thing about this is we get a mix of old stuff and new stuff. So they have reorchestrated numbers like a reorchestrated We Are, reorchestrated We Go, reorchestrated the ending one, which the name escaped memories. And then they have a lot of new stuff, which like really works. Like they really captured the overall One Piece kind of vibe of audio and music, and it's great. It's great. I have nothing else to say. It's great.
In our commentary, you can hear me like realize when they start playing We Are, I'm like, no fucking way. Like you can't be playing We Are. But like, it was so good. Like there was no bad songs, I think, in this. Mm-hmm. There were some that like I didn't really, that aren't like the most memorable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they serve their purpose well. There's nothing that takes me out of the experience, only brings me in, which is very nice.
It brings me joy.
It brings me the happiness.
Even the clown music for Buggy, it just fits.
Buggy clown music is perfect. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's great.
That's my favorite music, like, in any One Piece media. Because it's always clown music. In any video game, in any, like, extended media. Like, his voice actor, when he sings, like, his own character song... Like, it's just clown music. it is so good, and it makes me so happy to hear like little horns and weirdness, and I'm like, that's so nice.
So nice.
It's so nice. But yeah, music's all good. There's one ending technically.
Which is Gong. I liked it. It was a good way to end it. I don't think it's the best, but it's great. It's good.
It served its purpose.
Yeah, I think I listened to that like once, and I was like, you know what, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm like, that's enough though.
Yeah, that's not what I'd put that on the bottom of my One Piece openings list.
Well, it's not an opening; it's an ending.
Oh, well, then I'll put it at the near middle.
It's pretty solid, like low to middle.
Low to ground. Middle. Yeah, there's worse.
There's way worse.
But yeah,
I no complaints, and then voice acting.
Well, we watched it dubbed, so
Dub was super good.
We got to hear the old cast again and some new voices because Chuck, yeah. You never heard the Supernovas, which we'll get into right now.
Well, I heard Scratch Man because you sent me a video. Well, like there's a bunch of characters that I never like really heard with like Sabo's new voice actor with Johnny Young Bosch.
Duh, that makes the movie a 10 out of 10 already. We're in there. We got Johnny, and all that was missing is Don Patch.
Wasn't.
I don't think he was in the movie.
I don't think so, because I think he's worked with Funimation, but I know he's not a Funimation guy.
Yeah.
Kirk Thornton.
Yeah.
So.
He's like everywhere kind of guy.
Yeah. He gets work, so like.
He puts in those hours.
Yeah, but like hearing, you know, and there's also like a bunch of side characters that I heard for the first time, and it was just like, that's nice.
I know, right? You got to, I think this is the first time, you've heard Foxy in it dubbed before, right?
Yes, yeah. Well, because I've watched Foxy clips online.
Beware, straw hats. Save us!
Please save us!
Oh, man.
It's good stuff.
It was nice hearing Bartolomeo. Yeah. It was nice hearing Cavendish.
I love them all.
Hearing Fujitora, I think that was... No, he was in the episode of Sabo, so that wasn't the first time.
I didn't watch Sabo.
You didn't watch that?
I watched 2 minutes of it, and then you said, don't watch it.
Yeah, no, it's stinky. We'll watch it, and we can complain about that together one day.
We'll watch it later. But yeah, no. And I watched a little bit of the sub, and like sub's always good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have literally no complaints with the sub at all, but... I've been watching a lot of One Piece dubbed recently.
It's because it's good. Because Oda handpicked the original Straw Hats. He was like, you.
Good.
Okay, now let's leave.
And Oda said, you figure out the rest.
And I think they've done a pretty solid job so far.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I still think, like, Smoker has, like, the best voice actor. Mm-hmm. And, like, Frankie, I feel like Frankie's... English voice actor is better than his Japanese.
Yeah, I really like Mr. Three's. I like how closely I think Mr. Three is to his Japanese counterpart.
Yeah,
he's like, is everybody on this boat an idiot?
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh my god.
I don't know though. Brooke, both with Cho for the Japanese voice actor and Ian Sinclair for the English. I'm like, I can't choose.
I mean, at least both got the. As long as the laugh was spot on.
They got
on,
the laugh.
Yeah,
they sang well. So like, yes. It's. And like Avadalo was super good. Yeah. I love her.
And we got
actually technically this was the first time I heard like Boa
talk. Oh yeah, too. Boa, yeah. It's wonderful. She's great.
Yeah, no, this
that must be Luffy's we'll red shirt. Get your hands off of me.
we'll talk more about all the characters in the character section, yes. Obviously. Because there are a lot.
Yeah, they threw everybody in here.
They literally, like, they put Big News Morgans in there, and I'm like, thank God.
Big news is, that was big news. Big
news! It was big. Wapple was in there, and I'm like, why?
Because he's a pirate.
He's a king.
Oh, man. Good times. Good time. Yeah, all right, yeah. So I guess we'll walk through the movie a little bit. We'll talk about. Yeah,
you walk us through what we got.
All right, so it's the movie. We start off with the Straw Hats as usual, hanging out, chillaxing, relaxing, all cool. Not shooting b-ball.
No, they don't have a basketball court on the Going Merry. No. That's if they took out the orange groves, maybe there'd be enough space for a little basketball court.
Maybe, yeah, you're right. Maybe somewhere below deck. Anywho. They get a letter inviting them to the Pirate Festival hosted by Buena Festa, who is the king of parties, or like the guy to go to when you want to have, you know, a good time.
I love that.
He's inviting.
I love the king of parties.
Dude, the king of games, the king of parties. but yeah, so he's not just inviting the Straw Hats. He's inviting like all notorious and famous pirates all over the world, because we got to have the pirate festival, and we're going to find quote unquote Gold Roger's missing treasure or lost treasure. Not the One Piece, but it's another treasure Gold Roger left behind. Is what we're told.
We don't know. We don't know what it is. We're like, oh, okay.
So they immediately get hyped. And they're like, but this could be bad news. Nah, let's go in the island.
No, it's big news.
It's big news. And so I want to stop here because when the intro scene, like the quote unquote like OP where they like travel around the island, that's so well done. They have so many Easter eggs in there. If you like meticulously pause and like look in there, and if you're like really big on One Piece, you'll notice like side characters, you'll notice non-canon characters, you'll notice movie characters, you'll see references, you'll actually see a shirt that was actually sold in real life. Like you'll see like the companion book to Stampede that was released in Japan. I'm just like, what are you doing with my life right now?
There's so many good little like behind the scene characters, and you see everyone. If you want to like figure out if there's a character, just watch like the 5 minutes that they get, and like you can see everything,
exactly,
which is like the best. It's so cool to have all these like characters show up and exist in this like same space, and I'm like, that's so fucking nice.
I know, and it's not in a wartime setting either. They're just having fun.
Yeah, they're just palling around. Yeah, that's like my favorite part, because like that's what I live for, like filler and non-canon shit. It's just like them having fun.
Exactly. Like you'll get the side characters you didn't think were relevant anymore. Like.
Well, they aren't,
but like you'll get side characters you just don't think about anymore. Like,
yeah, you get Frankie's sisters,
Frankie, Kiwi, and Mozu. You even get side filler characters like Apis's grandpa from the Dragon Island. Mm-hmm. That was weird.
If you go, the girl from the Sky Islands, I can't remember her name. Conus. She was literally buying takoyaki from Hachin, and I'm like, what?
They even got the sea cat from Alabasta. He's there for some odd reason, but it's great. Chilling.
Well, like that's the thing. Like, if you literally go to the One Piece wiki and you look at the if that wiki page, like it gives you a list of everyone who like shows up. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Mr. Five is there, Golden Week, Miss Valentine.
I forgot about
Mr. Nine is there.
Mr. Nine. Oh, my God, Mr. Nine. Jesus.
Yeah, like, the Risky Brothers. Yeah, you said the Sea Cat.
You get like you even Vader get fake Deccan Chopper.
The Ninth. Like, what?
He's just hanging out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's great. But let's move on from that, or else we'll discuss about that forever.
We will literally talk about that forever if we don't go. Also, I just want to say real quick, the bounty posters too.
Oh yeah, you get the bounty posters in the background.
You get like all of them, which is so cool.
You even get ones that existed in other movies, and sometimes you get ones that like that weren't even shown. Like you have like some for like Jesus Burgers, which I like calling them burgers.
Burgess,
I know. But it's great. You even get Panda Mans.
Yeah, you get Panda Mans, but you see like a billion different Panda Men in the Stampede.
So I regret to inform you, I started a little preemptively because before we get invited to the Pirate Festival, the movie starts 2 years ago, and it's in Impel Down, which is something very interesting where Blackbeard frees.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He frees all the prisoners. Oh, he's like, okay, God. I'm gonna take a couple of you fight to the death, and once everybody's almost already dead, there's like one prison cell that hasn't been opened yet, and Blackbeard's like, oh damn, this man's alive. Just unlock the door, let's go.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Was a super cool way to tie it in, because they were like, okay, this, you know, we've been building this plan up for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that works.
And that kind of they kind of tie that in for those of you who also watched us watching the One Piece Strong World. That's how they introduced Shiki for that movie. They're like, okay, he was in that prison too, and then he got released.
Well, like, I think, like, even though they don't really talk about it much in the anime, my Kirby fell. That all of the, like, level 6 villains, I'm glad that they're using that as a jumping off point for.
Because it makes sense. It makes sense because the worst of the worst are down there.
Well, because they don't talk about it too much anymore, just because it's not really the focus of the story. It doesn't make sense to hop back to there. But it's so cool to have that, to be like the, to draw that in, which I like.
Yeah. So let's jump back, to the Pirate Festival. After the Straw Hats, you know, just hang out around, we get a little scene of, Law being chased by, Buggy and his comrades. And, he's pretty banged up. He finds the Straw Hat ship and he's like, okay, I gotta yeet. So he escapes there, but we'll focus on that later. The first event, or the main event rather, for the whole Pirate Festival was the race to find Gold Roger's treasure. So in intro, like all these ships coming into the center of the bay, and then bam, what do you know? A callback to the knockup stream comes out of the water.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, so the knock-up stream pulls up a island in a bubble, which I'm assuming the bubble might be a reference to like the archipelago where everything was in bubbles.
Yeah, but absolutely.
The goal was to get up there and to find the treasure. And so everybody's on their way there, but we then get a scene with Smoker and Tashigi incognito saying like, okay, this Pirate Festival's kind of whack, but we're here for two reasons. We're here to arrest Buena Festa because this man... He's hiding something. I don't know what, but he's hiding something. With all that said, all the pirates then show up on the island on top of the knockup stream, and that's when the fun begins. You get to see battles like from
battles you always wanted to see,
or like at least clashes, which is nice. But before that happens, the crew has to split into two because Law then reveals that, hey, I need your help, guys. So we split them into two. Law's team goes back down to the main island to find clues on what's going on and on the island. Like, what's the island hiding? While Group Luffy goes there and just plays the games, as they do.
As Luffy do be doing.
Right. Law's team, which consisted of Robin, Sanji, Brook, and Chopper, they discover that the Buena Festa, the main guy, is like, okay, I got all these pirates here. Let's sell them all out to the Navy. And the Navy shows up. He's like, oh, let's just bust your column.
Yeah, and then we're like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, that's a good way to start the movie. Was that like 10 minutes? Like, no, not even. It's like 20 minutes in the movie. It's like, let's bust your call these bastards. So they go ahead and do that. All the while, Smoker doesn't even know what's going on. And then in typical misunderstanding fashion, they get into a fight. But all is not well because as soon as Buggy gets the treasure on top of the floating island in the sky, the island actually breaks apart. It explodes. And enter...
Yeah, the bubble goes
pop and enter the villain of the movie, Bullet, Douglas Bullet, who was a former member of the cap of the legendary crew, Gold Roger's crew. So
yeah, the Gold Roger's crew, if you include the quote unquote non canon people, is fucking crazy.
Yeah, man, it's wild. Like you get a whole bunch of like it's a ragtag group like you never expect. Old Man Crocus to hang out with Big Old Douglas.
Well, like, and you see, like, all these legendary... Also, I'm just gonna... Spoilers, I guess, for Wano. Because I want to talk about this as well. How, like, Odin was on the Roger Pirates.
Yeah, man.
Like, what?
He just happened. He just wanted to go. He just had a, feeling.
I mean, Odin's, like, one of my favorite characters in all of One Piece. So, like, I'm not complaining, like, at all. He's literally one of my favorites.
It is a legendary crew.
Like, if they ever do make a figure for Odin, now that he has his official anime color scheme.
Oh, you better believe.
From the new opening, I'm going to buy a Banpresto one because it's got to be $30. And I'm going to say, that's worth it.
They're going to put him in Odin. No, they're going to boil him alive.
No, I would be so sad if that was a figure. I'd be the saddest man alive.
We'd all be very sad.
I'd buy it, though, but I'd still be sad.
And so Bullet shows up, obviously, and the treasure that Buggy had in his hand is now in the hands of Bullet. Well, it was in the hands of Usopp, and Bullet's like, nah, son, that's mine. Kapow! And then, like, knocks out Usopp. That obviously that's no good with Luffy. And so he gets...
Luffy was angry.
He's always angry. And so all the pirates are just like, oh, shoot, there's a big old boy on the island, and now I see big old pirate Navy ships coming our way. So now it becomes a race to basically leave the island and defeat Bullet. And this is where the movie gets pretty hype, because you get the team-up of the century. You get all the supernovas, the worst generation, quote-unquote, fighting Bullet, and God, that was insane.
One of the crazy parts was at the beginning, before like Bullet shows up, there's a bunch of different clashes that you would just never expect to happen with in normal One Piece canon, it just wouldn't happen. Just straight up. But like when you get stuff like Luffy fighting with all the different supernovas, like Orogue, he fights with, I know he fights with Kid, but that's, happens in the canon later. Anyway, but like, there's some really cool clashes in the first like 30 minutes. Cause like that is like super dense fan service.
Exactly. And it's wonderful. I love seeing a rogue. He's wonderful. Like that. Who's a big smiling man.
He's always smiling. He's so happy. He's so happy. How could you not like him?
Exactly. But the animation, like, really, they really started, like, bragging here. They're like, hey, this is what we could have done all this time.
and now we're finally doing it, so. Well, I mention this literally every time we talk about Toei, but, like, how they've improved, especially with Wano, I am, like, super happy on where it is, where, like, One Piece and Toei is now as an animation studio. Because, like, I get it. They got these big bucks, like weekly shonen anime that they got to do every week for 20 years. But like, they're doing good now.
Absolutely.
And I follow a bunch of animators on Twitter, and some of them are working on One Piece. And I'm just like, hell yeah, dude.
Oh yeah. Like, make One Piece great again.
Yeah. Well, because they did like key animations for.
One of them gave Luffy nipples, which was cool.
It's true. He promised nipples, and he delivered. I did retweet that tweet about the Luffy nipples.
That's great. But they really do a good job capturing everybody's powers. Like they, especially when it comes to like all the supernovas, because when they get into the thick of things, they're just like, all right, let's show them exactly what they do, and like it makes sense. Like Bonnie,
Killer and Zoro, when they clash. Oh, like, you're cool. Like, that's what I want to see. Like, I want to see that battle. And it's so cool. I love all of the fights in this.
And, like, Bullet was manhandling all of them. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah, that was great. That was brutal. I know, right? So brutal.
And powers you think are pretty, like, OP, don't, like, they're balanced out, which is pretty funny. Because, like, Bonnie can change you to old or baby. But like, if she can't touch you, you're gone.
Well, that's the thing that I really love about the Devil Fruit like power, is that like, you can still have characters that are just like just immediately trounce just based on their devil fruit. Like there was, I don't know what part this is. It was just a clip online that I saw, but there's a Marine commander, I think, and he had the power to rust.
Oh yeah. I remember him. He was in Aeneas Lobby.
Aeneas Lobby. Yeah.
He was there. He was in that. But
Like he fought Zoro. I don't know if it was canon or not. I don't think it is because I don't remember that.
No, but, it's canon because he has to lose his sword and then bury it.
Yeah, he loses, like, he just touches Zoro's sword and the sword just disintegrates. So it's like, Zoro, you're useless against this guy. So, it was good. Anyway, the Marines come and they say hello.
They say, oh no. And so all the pirates end up trying to work together, trying to escape, which is phenomenal. So let's swap over to that team. You get some of the, we get some cool clashes there too. We get Fujitora versus
Zoro. Oh my God. That should have been longer. Yeah, that should have been longer.
Oh man. When that happened, I instantly thought back to One Piece World Seeker, where he's actually like a boss character roaming like the world That's in awesome. The game. So it's just like, well, damn. I see this happening.
Even though I love the amount of characters in this, I think one of this movie's downfall is that just the sheer amount of characters they have to fit in. So like they don't give, you know, every character a lot of screen time, and I get it. You know, you gotta show Fujitora, you gotta show Sengoku,
you gotta see Mihawk
and oh my God, fucking Mihawk was there for a minute and then he said goodbye.
He's like, my contract is done, and like, he's like, I'm not doing
this anymore,
go to sleep my boy, you've done enough.
Yeah, it's really, really fun, though. So, you know, it's only a minor complaint.
Right. They keep fighting. Bullet, the supernova group. Luffy is just, he keeps impressing Bullet. He's like, okay, cool, you got some spunk, kid. Let's fight some more.
He's upsetty spaghetti about Usopp.
Yeah, he's like, still very upsetty spaghetti.
No, I'm not. No.
He goes Gear 4, he goes Snake Man on Bullet, which was pretty epic, but then he gets yeeted too, and then Usopp comes back from the brink, and he's like, haha, I'm going to shoot my little pea shooter, and then he gets
murdered. What are you doing?
And then he gets murdered.
And during all of this, the group of Sanji, Robin, Brooke, and Chopper are all trying to figure out, like, what the heck's happening with the island.
Right.
And then they figure out finally that Buena Vista's whole shtick is that he wants a Buster Call to happen so that Bullet can overtake that Buster Call.
And then show that he's like the greatest power in the world.
Yep.
Which is pretty standard. Like,
to be the king of the pirates.
Yeah. I'm angry. I want to be the strongest. But you know what? It works.
Buster Calls.
Yeah, I know.
So many. Also, another complaint, you can't cancel a Buster Call.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And then they cancel the Buster Call, and I'm like, oh,
no.
Okay.
Once all the supernovas are wiped out, because they really just got their ass handed to them. Bullet then turns his attention to the Navy, and as the Navy disembarks to like attack and arrest the pirates... Bullet's like, haha, let me show you my true power. So he puts himself into a boat, which transforms into a robot, which transforms into like a big, like,
nanomachine
son. A big, like, demon ass. I was watching with a couple other friends just to get refreshed on it, and they're like, this is just a Final Fantasy, like, villain. Like, what's going on? So yeah, he turns into this giant, like, island sized, like, demon thing. Yeah. And thanks to his overpowered devil fruit, which I believe was, what was it called?
I can look it up. I have it on my screen here.
It was like the Clank Clank? No, it wasn't Clank Clank.
The Clank Clank fruit. Hey, you're
there
right.
We go.
The Gacha Gacha no Mi.
Yeah, so, oh, dude, the Gacha game?
No.
So his power is he's able to turn, like, inanimate objects and, like, remake them into, like, something better.
So that he can use it.
Yeah, and so he makes it, his whole ship of weapons becomes a big mecha, and then his big mecha transforms the island, because he awakened his devil fruit into a giant, like, Megazord robot thing going on. Which is kind of cool. That's where the 3D kind of starts, and you're just like, oh, fascinating.
You're like, I get it.
Yug.
Hey, yug. But,
Yeah, then everybody realizes, like, wait a second, we probably shouldn't be fighting each other.
Yeah, so then Smoker starts, and he's like, get everyone out of here.
Right. And like,
he not go.
Although all the while, Bullet is still holding on to the treasure, which he opens up, and it's revealed to be a eternal pose to the final island. And again, spoiler alert: they name drop the last island as Laugh Tale, which is like, well, that was pretty big when the movie came out. Everybody was just like, "Excuse me, what?" And then all it's the crazy theories started. And it was wonderful. But like that was like the one piece of canon, the one canon piece in the movie that they needed Oda's okay on. And he was yes, let's do that.
I do like, though, I feel like that gives this movie enough stakes. Because like, that's fucking important to One Piece.
Right.
So like, I get it, you know. You know,
for those who don't know, eternal poses are magnetically charged compasses, but the eternal poses are the ones that are only to one island, and this is the last island where the One Piece is supposed to be. So that's why it's so intense.
Yeah,
and that explains why the Navy kind of showed up there too, because,
and they're like, it's the eternal pose.
We need it. We need it. And that's why throughout the movie you get to see like glimpses of CP0
roaming around. I always forget that Lucci isn't like just like a bad guy. I always forget that he's still a Marine technically.
Yeah, he works for the world government, so, and he's got to do everything like under wraps. Yeah. So that's why you like, you'll see him, you're like, what? Is he just an Easter egg? Wait, no, he's not.
Yeah.
What is he?
And then he's there and you're like, there he is. I always forget about that whole group. That CP9 group, which just got a new class unit in Treasure Cruise, which is fun. And then there's also an ambush after for their Neo form.
It's the same thing, but it's
blue.
But yeah, well, everything is just getting like mollywopped on the island, and that's just great. It's wonderful. Yeah.
And then
we cut back to them like the Marines in like headquarters, and then they're like, okay, let's tell you about Bullet. Which is kind of how these movies go, where it's like all the cool stuff. Okay, slow down. We need to make you care again. So they explain this man, Bullet, was raised as like a child soldier, tool of war. And like, he's like, I'm the strongest. And he's like, well, I hear Gold Roger is the strongest. I want to fight him. And obviously Gold Roger is pretty cool.
Beats his ass.
He's like, haha, sucker. He's like, haha, I'm joining you, sucker. And so they become allies and whatnot. He is devastated when Gold Roger dies, and he kind of goes mad. And the world government's like, okay, we got to stop him because he's literally messing shit up. We got to stop him.
Yeah.
And so the way they stop him was they had to use the Buster Call, which is why it was so important in this movie that, you know, he surpassed a Buster Call, because that was the first time he lost to anybody but Roger. So he's like, how do I get better? I must be stronger. I must surpass the Buster Call. So that's why he's crazy. He's mad. All the while, he's technically a puppet, because Buenafesta's main goal was like, I want to end the Golden Age of piracy, and I want to start my own era of parties, which is not really what he said, but like, he wanted to start an era of stampedes where they know the One Piece is real, they know how to get it, but you have to literally like, you have to be strong enough to take it away from him. And I thought that was a cool kind of like, in theory, that's kind of cool, but it's like, come on.
Yeah,
You forgot cool. Big Mom exists. You forgot Kaido exists.
Yeah, no, that was the thing. I'm like, you don't even have any of the four emperors to fight.
Exactly. They weren't invited. They're not pirates.
Because Shanks.
Shanks could one shot.
Shanks could fucking murk him. Probably,
because Shanks at the time of Gold Roger, he was like an apprentice, so like,
yeah,
he probably wasn't as strong, but he's probably strong now. He could probably mollywop him.
We haven't even seen Shanks fight.
He just said a word and he's like, this war is over, and then we all said yes.
That shows you how strong he is. Exactly. Like, I, you know, realistically, I think Shanks is, you know, he's up top, you know, at least top 10 strongest characters in One Piece, just flat out.
Yeah.
Because that's how it'd be.
That's how it'd be.
And also, he's just really cool.
But yeah, like, what I enjoyed about this is, like, despite Luffy being the main centerpiece, like, the middle of the movie, there's, like, no Luffy. It's like, he's gone. Let's focus on everybody else. It's great.
I feel like they give enough time for the Straw Hats, but this is kind of Usopp's movie, if I'm going to be honest. Usopp gets so, like, good, so many good moments.
Usopp, so his struggle, at least in the movie that we're kind of referring to, is it kind of goes back to him being, like, the weakest link, quote-unquote, of the Straw Hat Pirates. Yeah. Like, him not, him being the sniper, him not being strong enough.
And not, like, having all, a devil fruit. Yada, yeah, yada, yada.
Like, not being enough sometimes for the crew. And, like, it got to him. Just like, well, damn. I mean, like, I get, it happened in Water 7. It could happen again. Like, you know, you could feel sad about that stuff. But, like, he is... He's really beat up about that, but he, regardless, he does everything in his power to try and not only do his part to help defeat Bullet, but, like, to save his captain after he gets, like, bodied the first time, which was really touching. Mm-hmm. And he shows, like, he does the oh-so-famous, like, Luffy's gonna be the king of the pirates again. And I'm yeah. just like, yo, oh, hey, God. Let's go. Let's go, Usopp,
fucking,
you're good.
Fucking chills. I love Usopp so much. I but, know. Like... And then, so they find Usopp basically just like, after he shoots at Douglas, he gets just murked.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luffy just gets real angry.
Yeah, man. And he's like, I'm sorry, Luffy. And then he knocks out.
And you're like, uh-oh. And then Luffy, like, goes.
Yeah, he goes wild. And so at this point in the movie, it's the Buster Call is supposed to be imminent within the next 5 minutes. And while everybody's gone, Smoker himself, the lad that Chad is, he says, okay.
The absolute Chad.
He said, okay, I'm gonna go by myself. Everyone's like, don't do it. And he's like, and Hina, Hina's I'm like, going I by take, myself.
I take Toshigi and...
Helmeppo and Kobe.
Kobe, yeah.
So it takes him away. Smoker heads out, but gets intercepted by Sabo, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little reference to when he fought Ace, which was cool.
Which I love, yeah.
If Smoke and Fire, it's an internal fight.
They fight, and that's cool. I still think, and then after all those clashes, Law shows up, and he's like, guys,
I have a
plan.
Gotta
chill.
I got a plan.
Guys, we gotta figure this out. And then, so probably the best team up in One Piece history, if I'm gonna be honest.
Let's list the key players. We got Law, we got Boa, we got Buggy, we got Smokey, we got Sabo. Mm-hmm. We got Luffy, and then in the background we have Crocodile just hanging out there.
Good old Croc.
It's wonderful to see Croc-O-Mom. I mean Croc Boy.
Yeah, no, Croc Boy is just a good time because like it's a huge like team up, like I said, because you don't get to see all these characters, especially like them interacting, which is super fun.
Exactly.
And, like, they all have their own unique outfits now.
And it's great because each of them have their own personal story with, like, Luffy, too. Like, Smoker, not only just being enemies since Logtown, but, you know, having to team up in Alabasta and then again in Punk Hazard for a time.
And
so, like,
his like, begrudging, like, friendship with Luffy is so good. And, like, having every single one of these people here, I think, like, they all... Like you said, they all have unique ways that they've like met and bonded. And I think it works so well with this team up, A, because they're just super important players in the One Piece world. Like you got two warlords, you got a former warlord who's a convict, you got a revolutionary like army like second in command.
And you got Luffy.
Yeah, and you got a Smoker. And so like it's so cool having all these characters interact with each other because they wouldn't normally. Mm-hmm. There's like almost no way that all five or six of them can all be together in once. And you can tell that group has literally three brain cells and Crocodile, Law, and Smoker each get one.
Yeah, they each get one.
Luffy never gets the brain cell. They don't allow him to take it.
He's like, hey, nice to see you guys. Okay, bye.
I love it so much. It's such a fun group. And I want to talk about Buggy for a second.
Buggy's the best comedy.
I know we're kind of falling into characters, but I don't care because Buggy's great. And how he just gets roped into this. Mm-hmm. How he just gets sucked into this. He gets crushed by Bullet. There's so many good, funny bits with him. Like there's like this big hero shot with all the characters, and Buggy's legs are just sticking out of the ground. I would love a figure of just those legs sticking out the ground.
Just go buy a Buggy figure, chop him
and
in
chop
half.
Him in half and flip him upside down.
Well, I'm using him correctly because he's got the chop fruit.
He'll go back together. I promise.
What do you mean I need glue?
Who?
Oh my gosh. But yeah, that was such a wonderful little team up. For those of you who actually, man, this is like a lot of manga spoilers. I don't want to talk about it. I won't talk about it.
No, but, we told people spoilers.
No, I won't talk about it. Nah,
we talked about Odin. What other spoilers are you gonna have?
No. I'll post a video. You'll understand. It's wonderful. Okay, so their plan is he's so big, but we need to stop his regeneration from his like haki and his like power of devil fruit. So what they end up doing is they need to chop off one of his arms. And in mid-transformation, they need, like, to, like, I don't know, blow something up. Either way, nobody listens, and they kind of do their own thing. Meanwhile, all the while, Luffy's like, I'm going to inflate my arm, as he do. But it gets bigger. It gets fucking massive. it leads to the King Kong gun, which is great.
That was fun.
But yeah, after everybody's joint efforts with Lucci, with Crocodile, with Boa, with everybody, they manage to create an opening, and Luffy manages to destroy the big old monster, which is Bullet. However, he's not finished yet because he's still in his little Megazord ship, his little mech ship, and then they have to fight that. The best part happens there because he doesn't actually do anything. Like, he's like, I'm still the strongest, and then like. The one scene that you didn't really think about where Usopp shot his little seeds at Bullet, they activate and then destroy the mech suit.
Yeah, which is the coolest thing. Like, absolutely the best part.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you said three brain cells? I think you meant four.
he's like, I've been hoarding mine for a while now. But, like, there's so many cool like little bits in this, like when when Sanji and Robin are running back to the ship, like Sanji turns around and what does he do? He kicks something. he kicks someone or something, and like it's just like so many cool little moments, which I love.
It's wonderful. Despite us loving to see the crew together, it's nice seeing the little character interactions they have with one another, which is great. Oh, yeah.
No, I feel like one of the strongest parts about One Piece is that it's, and I've started to write a script about this, so I won't get too in-depth here, but, like, One Piece has probably the best ensemble cast just in any media. Like, because each character, they are their own people. Albeit they're brought together by Luffy, so like, you know, they interact with like Luffy a lot, but there's so much of an individual that they can still play off of each other super well, and you can tell like they've been crewmates for a long time for most of them. So it's like they all get that chance to be their own people, and there's a lot of very cool parts to it that I absolutely love. So I'm very glad that they get that those moments.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yeah, let's see. That's right. The reason why Sanji and Zoro stop is that they both fight off Crocodile and Lucci. Because they try to take the pose.
Yeah. They're like, an opening. And it's like, nah, dude, that's Luffy. That's Luffy's. And I was like, yo, let's go. Yeah,
and you're like, oh, man, it's so good to see these guys fight.
Because, yeah. Like, originally, as for those of you who watch One Piece, those are Crocodile and Lucci. Like, a lot of these big players were Luffy's, like, rivals. Like, they had those big one-on-one fights. So seeing, like, that you have Zoro finally being able to, like, stand toe-to-toe with Crocodile, and it looks like Sanji with Lucci. That was just like, okay, look at that growth.
I
know, right? It's awesome. Because
Lucci, like, nearly, like,
both of them actually nearly, like, both of them gave Luffy his run for his money. Like,
Crocodile flipped over Luffy on his hook.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But it's crazy. It's so cool that you get all these like little character growth, because you can see how much they've grown in those times since, you know, those 2 years ago for both of them, actually. But yeah. Also, I just want to say, I love how Buggy just gets pulled into the final hit with Law just pulling them up with Room.
I think they needed so his power.
they needed the Muggy Ball.
They needed the Muggy Ball. Oh my god, that Muggy Ball scene.
That was such a funny bit.
I love the part where he's running. He's like, "Thank you, Mother, for bringing me into this world." And then it was so good. Buggy's just awesome.
Comedy is a huge part of One Piece, and this movie does it so extremely well. Mm-hmm. I'm so very happy with all the comedy parts in this. Man.
Usopp wrecked the mecha suit, and then it's just Bullet, and then he turns blue.
And then he turns into his raid form.
Yeah, and then Chuck was like, "Oh, that's why he's blue." Then they have a one-on-one, Luffy and Bullet. You get opening 15, and we are playing...
That I lost it.
That was awesome.
I lost it when OP15 started playing.
It was such a different
take,
too.
It's
awesome.
If that video ever comes out, you'll hear my thoughts on it.
Dude, never. I don't believe anymore.
The 23rd opening's already out, and it's been
One
so
Piece
long.
Isn't real.
This video doesn't count.
But yeah, they fight, and Luffy wins in typical Shonen fashion. He's like, "Yo, dude, he's your friends." He's like, "I had a friend once," and then
he thinks about Roger, and I'm like, "Aw."
Dude, you do care, but Luffy takes that point, and then he's like, "Oh, gum gum, kapow,
King Kong,"
and then they win, which is cool, because like, yeah,
which is cool.
You kind of want the movie to end at that point. No, I'm kidding. They fall down. Luffy somehow gets the box with the Eternal Pose in it, and he's like, "Oh, dude, what is this?" And then Bo's like, "Oh, dude, that's an Eternal Pose to Laugh Tale," and then everybody's like, "Laugh Tale."
They're like, "Whoa."
Crocodile comes
and
in.
And Buggy's Luffy like, comes in.
And Luffy, in typical Luffy fashion, he's like, "Give me this." And he breaks the log pose. Crocodile gets angry. Lucci gets angry. And they're like, "What have you done?" He's like, "Dude, it's not going to be fun that way, dude."
Yeah, no, but like, it makes sense.
Yeah, that Luffy
like,
would do that.
It makes total sense that Luffy... like just breaks it, because he's like, "That's not what the journey is about.
Yeah, man,
that's not what One Piece is about.
It's about the friends along the way, right?"
Well, it's true though.
It is true.
Like, that's like, I know that Oda says that One Piece is a literal treasure, but he's earned that the friends along the way.
Yeah,
ending. Like, if he like really wanted to cop out and do that,
I'd be okay.
I'd be fine with it.
Like, what did Roger made friends along the way? That's the real treasure. And now,
well,
Luffy's
it's true. I can't wait to learn even more about Roger's crew, because I know after Wano we're gonna get more of that, and I'm so pumped.
Exactly, man. Exactly. But yeah, the movie ends. They have to escape the island. No Buster Call, which we're kind of upset about.
Because they canceled it.
Like, "Kizaru, you took too long, but can you stop it?"
Yeah, I'm like, God. And then Kizaru gets very angry.
Yeah. And then they all escape.
Well, wait, no, Kizaru doesn't get angry. What's his nuts gets angry?
Sakazuki.
Yeah.
I call him Sakazuki now.
Well, that's because that's his name.
Yeah.
Because he's no longer an admiral. He's the fleet commander or whatever the fuck his new title is.
Fleet admiral, yeah.
Same difference.
Yeah, you're good. You're right.
But yeah.
Which was nice. Then you get a little like nod off to like Ace and Sabo helping Luffy escape.
I cannot believe that. I was dumbfounded.
Yeah, where his spirit comes. Oh, it wasn't really a spirit. There was
the drawing by Anne is her name, I think.
I think Anne.
Anne, who was actually previously in the part of the Tokyo One Piece Tower live show that just closed a couple months ago, that made me very sad, because did I live in Japan when that show started? No. Okay. I lied. It was there for 5 years. I was there like 10 years ago. But yeah, so that's a cool, like, kind of bringing her back into
exactly.
the the show, and then it's Sabo and Ace, and they do a lane of fire so everyone can escape.
And that was nice. It was nice to see Ace again.
It made me so happy. Well, because was it? Yeah, no, I had just literally read Impel Down and the Marine Ford arcs. And, well, obviously when I read those, I cried my fucking eyes out. And then here I was like, oh my goodness. It's my boy Ace. It's the correct drawing Ace, too.
It is.
Not the sleazy looking Alabasta Ace.
Oh, the greasy one.
Yeah. Like, legit, though. I keep making reference back to Treasure Cruise, but like his first unit is like the sleazy looking one, but then all the rest of them are like the new.
Oh my god! I haven't had to think about the blue quick first Ace. That's god! I'm disgusted by that.
I have him. I'm not going to ever use him because he's a horrible unit.
Yep, outclassed.
every unit that is under like 300 is always outclassed. But yeah, so it was so nice to see Ace, and then they sail away, and then they say, come sail away, come sail away with me,
which is nice. And then I like the little ending, like after the title or the credit roll, it's like they're back on the ship. It's like everybody's upset except Zoro. You destroyed the compass? And he's like, well, yeah, dog. And then Usopp.
Usopp was the one who was like,
it's like, wouldn't be Luffy if he didn't destroy it.
It wouldn't be One Piece. It couldn't be not canon if they get something like that.
Couldn't be us, champ.
I like
the fact that like, for those of you who read or are caught up with One Piece, or if you remember, when they were in the archipelago with Rayleigh, Usopp asks Rayleigh, like, dude, what's the One Piece? Tell us. And like Luffy chastises Usopp, saying like, no, don't ask him. Don't tell him.
I don't want to know.
So it's nice seeing like that kind of, not full circle, but it's nice seeing like Usopp having that mind change. It's like, nah, dude, we're here for the ride, dude.
Yeah. It's super fun. Usopp really gets the good. And then also on the last part of the credits, it has a bunch of different images of all the different ships leaving. Mm-hmm. So you see Beepo, and you see like everyone kind of moving away, and you see the Revolutionary Army ship, and I'm like, oh, I love that ship.
And that's the movie. It was plot wise it was pretty short, but like content wise it was like a lot.
Oh, it was super good. And you also see Spandam. Spandam, whatever the hell his name is. Dude. Hate that guy.
Dude. All our homies hate that guy.
All my homies hate Spandam.
Oh,
but yeah, I think this was a very, very fun movie.
It was very fun.
So do you want to just hop into characters quickly go over these guys?
There's a lot of people.
Well, like all the key players, I guess. All
right, let's talk about the key players. Let's talk about
the crew first.
Okay, how about that? You started off.
Luffy, we already talked about a lot. You know, there's no real like super crazy things with Luffy. You know, he punches. He has a lot of fun. Luffy do be Luffy. Zoro, his clash with Fujitora, super good. I hope they do more in the future, because Fujitora's maybe my favorite Marine. Solely because of the I want to see Luffy's face, I bet you look kind scene. Yeah. That destroys me every time. Nami doesn't do too much. Oh, sorry.
Sanji, they keep with Sanji's theming, where like he's usually, you know, he's the technically quote unquote, let's say he's the third strongest. He's the monster trio. He's the monster trio right now, currently. Yeah, he's part of the monster trio. He's part of the monster trio. You shut your whore mouth.
Have you seen Frankie?
Frankie fights fodder. We can't talk about him anymore. Okay, doesn't matter. Canonically, he's part of the monster trio. I like how they keep to his theming, where he's always doing like the undercover kind of like back scenes type of stuff, the covert stuff, because he did that all the way since Alabasta. He did it with in Mr. Alabasta, Prince.
Yeah,
he did that in Water 7, where he's like, let me open the gate, because how are we going to leave?
Yeah, I loved Sanji's role, because like also like he had some good fun times with Robin.
Yeah, man.
Carried her around, and then he was like, I gotta go kick Lucci's ass real quick. Or no, did he do, which one did he
hit? Yeah, he had a clash with Lucci, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because Zara was crocky. Yeah. And then Nami didn't do too much.
Usopp, remember, he's the MVP of the movie, yeah. So.
We already talked about him. Chopper,
he's a god. Chopper, cried. Unfortunately, yeah, got pushed
it made
to the
me,
side.
It made me sad. Because I have his unit maxed out on Treasure Cruise.
Frankie didn't do much either.
He drove the ship. Brooke didn't do too much, sadly.
He farted, but that was, we forgive him.
That was funny. He doesn't have butt cheeks.
Robin was pretty Robin-esque. Like,
yeah, she did more sneak in, more covert operations, so.
That's the main crew, typically. Smoker
had a great role in this
very
film.
Very solid. He was always that Marine that, like, does his own thing, and he, in fact, did his own thing. He believes in his own sense of justice, just like Fujitora. When he smelled things were weird, he was like, okay, let's back out for a second.
All the supernovas were there. They were all super good. They didn't do too much, but you got to see, like, their powers in action, which was really fun.
Dude, seeing Capone, that was wonderful.
Dude, I love Capone. Capone is one of my favorite members.
I can't wait to hear Whole Cake dub, because I can't wait to hear the typical, you know.
Hey, gangsta. You know, it's me. I'm an Italian gangster. What are you gonna do about it?
And there's my little boy. Look at him.
Look at my little boy.
What was his name? I don't remember his name. Baby.
That's pretty good. Child
Beige.
I'm trying to see if I can find.
I thought Bullet was very menacing. That was pretty good.
His name is Pez.
Pez.
Pez Dispenza. You tip back his head. Hey, you get a little piece of candy.
Look at. Hey, then let me put you that your pacifier that looks like a cigar.
There you go. Let's see. I'm trying to think of anyone else. We had a bunch of the we had Buggy's crew, which was super fun. Mr. Three is always a great time.
Mm-hmm. Despite he having like no lines, his one line was great.
He had three lines, and they were all about talking about how the crew was dumb as hell.
I mean, he's not wrong.
It's true. A couple of the warlords show up. Oh, obviously, not all of them, because
Boa in Boa fashion, she's awesome.
I love Boa. She's so good. We got some stuff from like Kobe Helmeppo. You got to see Django fight with
full body,
super good stuff. Just a bunch of like little things, which was so. And then you got
my favorite interactions was having Sentomaru, the big old sumo guy from the Marines, fight with Perona.
Yeah,
well, technically it wasn't a fight. She's like, get off me.
I'm useless.
I want to die.
I love. She doesn't get enough screen time.
Yeah, man. But goth chicks.
Yeah.
Oh man, I still it's like good. The fact that Mihawk one-ups Zoro even.
Well,
when...
of course he's gonna. He dices that like that meteor.
Zoro's no. He has no brain cell. He's like, I'll chop it.
He said, you know, I have a sword. That means that I can slice. And then he slices it, and then it's like, oh, that's gonna make two explosions. And then Mihawk's just like, you dumb motherfucker.
Here, that's all I'm doing, or else I'll win. Yeah. I'll beat. You know, if he was in the movie, he would have one shot Bullet. Let's be real.
Oh yeah. He's like, this is all I'm doing. The rest of this is above my pay grade.
Basically,
and then just leaves.
I'm gonna hang out with Shanks. Okay, bye.
It's true. But yeah, overall, super fun. You got to see Bartow and Cavendish.
Oh, seeing him fangirl over the Straw Hats is great. Yeah, Mr. Zoro trusts me.
Yes, seeing him fangirl over Zoro going the wrong direction is like...
You poor perfect soul.
I know. It's great. It's just such a fun time. I think that's like my, like what I take out of it, is that it's just such a fun... just such a fun movie. Do you have... I know that we're not going to be doing... Best grill here, but do you have any like characters that like particularly stood out to you this movie?
Dude, it's Smoker. Smoker always stands out anywhere he goes, dude.
Yeah,
he and his tsundere ass. What? Yeah, what are these pirates doing here?
I love Smoker. Yeah, Smoker might be mine, but also Bartow. Was a real fun one.
I'm always happy to see Kobe, though. Anytime I see Kobe in action, Kobe, I'm just like, hey, let's go.
Hameppo is always a fun time.
Oh, like, you mean Hammonbo?
Haribo? Boy. I can't, like, that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to do Best Girls, because I couldn't pick. Yeah. Like, I could physically, I'd probably pick Usopp, but.
I pick Nami either way.
But, like, so good. It just overall super fun movie. Mm-hmm. Obviously nitpicks with like not everyone getting all the screen time seems like they
it's
just
it's tough. It's tough with this one.
Well, yeah. One Piece is just a big fucking franchise. Mm-hmm. Like, hats off to Oda, man. And also I love there's in one of his not interviews, but like he talked about it and he's like, thank goodness for the wiki whenever I have to write a new chapter, whenever I have to do a new fight scene. I'm like, God bless.
Dude, God bless.
I love it.
Do you wanna hop into ratings? I don't think I have anything to talk about. I feel like we've if we do, we're gonna repeat ourselves.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think if there's any like miscellaneous stuff that we missed.
Oh, I know. Something I noticed in this watch through, but that I knew when it released in Japan is that like there's about 20 panda men that you can mm-hmm. find in the movie, and like in the movie itself, the newspaper that Tashigi and Smoker are reading, it literally says, "Can you find them all? 20 of them total."
Which is super funny.
I was like, "Oh, dude, when you listen back to our reactions." I think we ended up with a grand total of like 5 or 6.
I think we got like 8.
Around there. And I was just like, well, damn, I guess I got to watch this movie more often then.
Yeah.
But I think they had prizes in Japan, like for people who found them or something like that. I don't know how it was, but that was.
I know that they gave away exclusive DVDs with like voice acting bloopers that I haven't found online yet. So I'll probably look for that later.
Wonderful, wonderful.
That gave to moviegoers. So that's fun. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I have anything else. It's just a fun movie. That's what I gotta say. It's just a good, fun time.
Just call it a stampede.
And I was like, oh, that's it. We're done.
He did it. The big Afro man said it.
He said, hee hee hee.
Man,
why'd he step on so much food? What the hell is that about? Zero out of five. He wasteful, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Good but times. Yeah, let's go ratings. I'm not going to put this on the spreadsheet, I don't think.
Yeah, no, this is a filler rating. Don't worry.
Yeah, but these ratings don't matter. If you like One Piece, watch the movie. If you're up to date with One Piece, like this
watch
is the
this
movie
one,
for
yeah.
you.
In a very not usual fashion, I feel like I'm going to go rate it first.
Go
and then
for
I
want
to hear you rate it afterwards since this is your first time. Yeah. So One Piece Stampede, I loved it when I watched it. I think I've watched it a total of 10 times now, not including the time I'm going to watch now after we finish recording.
I've been scrolling through it,
but
like, I just want to watch it again.
I have so much fun with One Piece. It's such a part of me that seeing this movie gives me like that hype that like one day there is going to be some sort of like big event like this once they reach the final arc, and I'm just like, I'm not ready.
Literally no one who reads One Piece and is up to date is ready for
nobody's
it to
ready.
End.
It's a ginormous of a beast, but if you're caught up, this movie is probably the cream of the crop of like fan service. And if you mm-hmm. want to have a fun time with and a goof and a gaff with some friends, go ahead and watch this. I mean this is a 4 out of 5.
Yeah. I think that's a super fair rating.
Mm-hmm. This is coming from me watching like the other One Piece movies, which I'd rank mm-hmm. higher, but this is a solid one.
Yeah, no, because there's obviously like the plot is kind of loose. There's not they just throw in characters because they got to throw in characters, fan service, and obviously it concludes in basically it's not canon, so you kind of have to go back to the status quo. Mm-hmm. But it's a super fun time. I'm super glad that I'm caught up to One Piece so I could watch this.
I know. And it was wonderful to watch it with Chuck because hearing him like react to all that stuff, it gave me joy. I was like, look at this. Look at my boy. Look at what I've done.
It's good. One Piece is a super fun franchise, I think, mm-hmm. more than anything. I've been keeping up to date with it for around a year now.
I'm gonna hold you right there. I have to go help with groceries.
Oh no!
I knew this was gonna happen. I was like, they're gonna call me for no reason. Oh my god! I'll be back. Hold up.
Okay. Duh.
Oh no.
Pino's getting groceries, so I'm talking to you, Garv, because I know you have to audio edit this before I do the rest of the editing. I got a bunch of Kirby figures today, guys. There were a blind box. And there are four of them, and each design is based off a different game. So it's off of Dreamland, Superstar, Kirby's Adventure, and Star Allies. And there was four. There were four different types. So I bought four blind boxes, and I got one of each. And so they're real cute. I'll probably post it on Twitter, if this makes it in the episode, of course. And then I also got a Mako Nendoroid in her two-star outfit uniform from Kill la Kill. I'm super happy with that. She has a little Jotaro hat, which is like my favorite thing. So I'm like super, super happy with that purchase.
If you can't take it all in one trip, then you're not strong enough. I did.
It's true. Luffy would take it all in one trip. Come on.
He'd eat it all. And then,
that's still one trip.
I'm sorry I had to interrupt you. You were so eloquent.
No, and then I heard it's yelling. Okay. I started talking about my Kirby Nendoroids, so it's fine.
Oh boy.
But like, One Piece is fun.
Yes.
One Piece is just a good fucking time, and this movie's a good time. Is it the best movie? Of course not.
I'll show you the best One Piece movie eventually.
Which one is that? Gold?
No, Z.
Oh, I have Zephyr's Legend unit, so that's fun. But yeah, I love this movie. I think 4 is a very good one for me, because it's not a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun, and I think with everyone being able, like, if you're caught up, watch it. Like, mm-hmm. There's no reason to not watch it. I had a great time. I know Pino has a great time with it. So overall, super, super good time had by all.
Yes. Oh man.
But since we're here, I don't know if you listened to the Flowers of Eve episode. Probably not. I'm gonna be honest, I fucking barely even edited it.
Oh no.
But we are watching JoJo next episode, part 3, all 48 episodes. I know, Pino, you're already done with it, right?
I finished it, yeah. I don't know how or why I went that fast, but now I'm empty inside.
Watch part 4 again. The best JoJo part.
But it's not on Netflix. And I want to watch it dubbed anyways.
Oh, well, the dub is out.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know what's on right now, but regardless, we're watching JoJo Part 3, so come for that big event to listen to us talk about this part. But Pana, do you want to outro us?
No.
Okay.
We ended up dying.
Oh no!
No, I'm kidding. No, we got arrested by the Marines. Bye, guys.
We're being hauled off to jail. Make sure you tell your mom you love her.
Hey, Kobe.
Hey, Kobe.
It's Kobe.
There he is.
Look at his
pink hair.
It's Haribo.
Wow, dude, he makes my favorite gummy bear.
Why does it smell like smoke all of a sudden?
Smoke it kills.
Oh no.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. We will see you guys next time.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.